30th, 2013. Can you believe it's already February? Or just nearly February? Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Show. Boy, do we have a show lined up for you tonight. I'm looking forward to talking with James Wright, a Freemason whistleblower. Now, not all Freemasons are part of this big grand conspiracy. I realize that there are lower-level Freemasons that really have no idea. And I don't want to make this about the Freemasons versus the Zionists versus the Reptilians versus whoever. But I think we need to have the truth be told about, any group that brings harm and does so underground. You know, the truth is that things that go underground typically do that for a reason. And we'll ask James Wright, our special guest, coming up in just a moment about that. But let's get to a quick Intel Hub news brief in this first segment before we bring him on.
Welcome to the Intel Hub news brief, uncovering the cold hard truth that the corporate media just can't handle. A service of the IntelHub.com. Now, here's Bob Tuscan from The Bob Tuscan Show.
More than 300 UK troops will be sent to Africa as General warns of guerrilla warfare in Mali. Hundreds of British troops could be deployed to Africa under plans being considered by ministers as the former head of the army warns forces face, quote, protracted guerrilla warfare in Mali against rebels. Egypt army chief warns state could collapse. Residents of this Mediterranean coastal city burying their dead from Egypt's wave of political violence vented their fury at Egypt's Islamist president and the Muslim Brotherhood on Tuesday, demanding his ouster and virtually declaring a revolt against his rule. As the head of the military warned, Egypt may collapse under the weight of its turmoil. General Abdel Fattah el-Sisi strongly worded comments, his first since the crisis began, appeared aimed at pushing both sides in Egypt's political divide to reconcile and find a solution to the rapidly spreading protests and riots across much of the country this past 6 days. Secretary of Defense nominee Chuck Hagel warned President Obama about a new world order in 2009. The Washington Post has published an interesting report by Bob Woodward in which a meeting in 2009 between Chuck Hagel and the newly elected Barry Sotero is detailed. According to the report, during this meeting, Hagel warned Obama about what he termed the new world order and elements within the Pentagon who hadn't been controlled by a sitting president since the days of Bush Sr. Push for all younger women to register with Selective Service gaining steam. Days after the Pentagon cleared women to take certain combat roles, advocacy group for military women say another new hour has arrived for all young female adults to register with Selective Service, the giant pool of names collected by the government should America ever opt to receive the draft. The movement to require women ages 18 to 15 to sign up for Selective Services, mirroring the laws for all U.S. men in that demographic, is rooted in both active duty and veteran circles. Witness says that the FBI manipulated bomb plot suspect. A psychologist testified that the FBI used advanced psychological techniques to lure a teenage terrorism suspect into agreeing to a plan that would have killed thousands. Elizabeth Kaufman, a defense witness in the trial of Mohammed Mohammed, testified Tuesday that undercover FBI agents rewarded risky behavior and used social pressure to convince Mohammed to attempt to detonate a weapon of mass destruction at Portland's 2010 Christmas tree lighting. And, we'll get to some other news, but I want to jump right into our guest tonight.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Exile 32nd Degree Freemason blows the whistle on occult orders. We're talking with James Wright. He is a former high-level Freemason and someone that, well, I've had on the show before, but he really is here to break some information that has not been heard yet by the masses in many regards. Now, again, I want to make this perfectly clear. This is not to pigeonhole our show as anti-Freemasonry. In fact, I know a lot of good Freemasons, believe it or not, and many of them are at the lower levels, and they're more interested in some of the esoteric aspects of it. But I think there is something really rotting within the ranks of Freemasonry, specifically on the upper levels of the Scottish Rite. And we'll talk to him about what's beyond the 32 degrees, the 33rd degree, so on and so forth. There's a lot to get to. I won't waste any more time. He also has a book that we'll tell you about. James Wright, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, Bob. How are you?
Doing well. Now, tell me, why is it that you've decided to speak out?
Well, like we previously discussed, you know, it really came down to a matter of principle because when you do that whole system, it really takes on a certain meaning or so it's put to you, and so you have a construct of it existing as one thing, whereas what it really is something completely else the higher you go. Because like you mentioned, the lower levels, I mean, it's more into the charity and transference of, you know, money around all innocent on that level. But then it grows from there and you get the introduction of some very real corruption and so forth. So.
Interesting. Now, tell the listeners a little bit about your background before we get into some of what you witnessed within the ranks of Freemasonry. You have, not just an interest in this as far as intellectually, but your ancestry is well connected amongst the various, you know, special interest or secret societies or whatever you want to call them.
Yes, I went to a consortium, a group that does genealogy work, and it's over in the EU, and they ran all of the stuff and, you know, compared it to various records with that stuff, Freemasonry, I mean, and what they found was, you know, pretty interesting. It wasn't all that surprising, I should say, but it led down this path where all these puzzle pieces started to fall together and whatnot. And, you know, the Freemasons themselves do have a very strong vested interest, though they keep it quiet, in certain genealogies, and that subject matter of bloodlines and so forth comes up. But what they really, you know, strive for is to select from those ranks. And so that's where you get that division again, higher, lower level, and so on, and the awardance of the 33rd degree and all that. So, and it just, again, it grows because it's a pyramid. So,
right. And a lot of people believe that in order to access the higher levels of Freemasonry and, any sort of, benevolent group, or should I say malevolent group, what is the blackmail they have to have on you? I mean, is there some sort of secret that many have that could be used against them in order to elevate them through the ranks? Have you witnessed that kind of blackmailing?
Well, it was a matter of, I suppose, because I was physically working in the building in Dallas, and it was, you know, late hours, and it was being privy to in the room with unlocking, locking for, you know, these guys that are down there at 2-3 a.m. doing some pretty bizarre things, and the morals and the scruples of it are very loose. So you can, you know, speculate then when you're approached with certain subjects and opportunities, be they good or bad, you know, it's always put to you that, you know, you can gain from this and go further up in their ranks and all that. And that's where they really hook these guys up on the top. And, you know, and they get to that point and they take it to a dark place. And frankly, it's natural that comes anyway, I suppose, because so many people are susceptible to that. So, and it's very sad, you know, but, what was once a, you know, ancient order and all that, that's all true and legitimate historically. And matter of fact, it goes back further than they even go into on the History Channel and Discovery Channel and all that. But to say that, you know, it's unfixable, I don't think it's that drastic. However, there is so much corruption that it goes all into that, you know, famous mm-hmm. pop culture Illuminati talk and all that, because that's really the basic truth of who and what they are, is that 33rd Supreme Council, Washington, D.C., the Southern jurisdiction.
Interesting. I want to talk about some of the ritual abuse they witnessed amongst Freemasonry.
Well, that depends on, again, what level you're talking about, because at the, you know, if you're not that involved in it and you just go once a month to the, you know, pressured meeting, the stated meeting, then it's not so much a burden on you. It's rather a opportunity and all this happy stuff, because it doesn't really affect you as much. So the deeper you go, the more of a daunting realm it gets That's for sure.
So the higher you go, the more ritualistic abuse you witnessed?
Yes. I mean, it went all the way to a level where this guy working in the building, my age, was, you know, wrapped up in a pretty obvious and tawdry, you know, affair with what turned out to be my boss. And, but, you know, that's, it's neither here nor there because he, all of that administration, except one, has resigned since the day the book was published.
Okay. I mean, but this sounds to me like just any old affair that you would have in any organization. What makes the ritualistic abuse different amongst the high levels of Freemasonry?
Well, because it goes so far as to delve into, you know, whether the 32nd degree candidate on his way up knows or not, is there's very strong, you know, Egyptian, Babylonian ritual incantation type things, you know, ripped from the obscurity of history. And from that it goes into, you know, members pairing up for even stronger, like, it's rooted in Solomonic magic, which is rooted in angelic script. So it's really, really strong stuff. Fortunately, I think for the time being, nobody there, they're also drunk on power. They don't really stand a chance of doing anything I would consider a real threat in terms of that stuff. Even though they believe in it very strongly, I mean, it gets pretty bizarre to where you find yourself, if you hang around the Supreme Council frequently, being on the set of Eyes Wide Shut, quite literally.
Right. And what about pedophilia? There's lots of accusations that, well, some of these powers that shouldn't be are pedophiles.
Oh, when I took the job, the actual process of the getting of it on for that. Yeah. I was briefed in all these things and this will come up, that won't, this will, it might, blah, blah. And one of which was the D Malay, which is the sort of like the scouts or what have you for the, you know, the junior Masons. It's usually sons of Masons and possibly grandsons or whatever. And so they, you know, pull them in and start the ritual. Back to that question, that also comes in with each degree because you're taking murderous oaths. And whether the, you know, Freemasons admit that or not, you can, if you progress in the ritual study, you can clearly see or come to the conclusion after the 32nd degree that it's not something that is militant or required to be there under the Masonic law and all that rigmarole. So there's really no solid argument, and they obviously clearly have not come out with one. And an organization as powerful as them, I would certainly think, could manifest a good solid argument if, you know, they're as good as they claim they are and lovable and huggable on the History Channel.
Right. What are some names that our listeners would know that are amongst the high levels of Freemasonry?
Oh, well, if you want to get, like, Hollywoodish, Brad Paisley, Michael Richards, Kramer from Seinfeld.
Interesting.
I mean, there's a bunch of celebrities, but...
Well, what about people in Washington and powerful people?
I was about to say, it's more of a political and judicial system.
Well, when we get back here, James, because we're going to get cut off here shortly, I want you to name names, all right? Are you happy to do so?
Oh, sure. It's all nonfiction.
All right. Here we go. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with James Wright, Freemason Whistleblower.
The Bob Justin Show. In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
If you're just joining us, this is the Bob Tuscan Show. We're talking with exiled 32nd degree Freemason, who is giving us, well, an in-depth look at what's really happening behind the scenes at the upper tier of Freemasonry. And his name, of course, is James Wright. We've had him on before, and I'm happy to introduce him to our new audience at RBN. James, before the break, I was asking you to name names. And yes, I get it. There's people amongst Hollywood that are into this. There's people, I'm sure, amongst all walks of life that are involved at the upper echelons of Freemasonry. But who are some of the most notable names, some of the more powerful of people, so to speak?
Well, the man with the top job is Ronald Seal. He is the Sovereign Grand Commander, as they call him. And he's in Washington, D.C., at the House of the Temple, right across the street from the White House. And he, well, his next two are S. Brent Morris, who is frequently on the History Channel, along with his buddy Arturo de Hoyos. And Brent is from Dallas. Arturo is from El Paso. And they are the top three. Then there's Supreme Council 33 and all the rest of them. And then beneath that, you have the Honorary Supreme Council, but they don't have voting rights within the chamber. So, yeah, those are the guys who are running it all. And that's when you look to the people who are, who have these all-access carte blanche passes to all these other groups that are the frequent topics of conspiracy theories that tend to, you know, run into dead ends because there's a lot of disinformation put out there by them to mask this and to keep everyone guessing when the answer is all hiding right in plain sight, quite literally, right across the street from the White House. So...
Right in front of their face. And there's all sorts of Masonic symbolism throughout Washington, correct?
Oh, yes. And it was Albert Pike, that the Confederate general that had the Supreme Council, that building transferred or rebuilt, rather, from its original location in Charleston, South Carolina.
Interesting. Albert Pike wrote about Freemasonry in a way that few have seen. He talks about Satan, Javelin. Will you clarify some of the more controversial and shocking things that he's written about?
The controversial is when you get into the stuff written in the famous Morals and Dogma, and that is the Handbook of the Scottish Rite, and where it talks about Lucifer, Lightbearer, and so forth. And it gets even more tawdry than that. It goes into Moloch worship and Baal and all that. So, it does definitely embrace that from that root, but its roots obviously go back older than that. Previous to that is the Templars, and after the purge in 1307, they fled from France to on Friday the 13th. The origin of that, I might add, to Scotland, sought amnesty with Robert the Bruce, trained his peasant armies to win the Battle of Bannockburn, and from that, you got the term Scottish Rite, and that's carried into the modern day, and then the last 150 years gotten very powerful because, like my friend Frederick points out in his work, and, you know, our work is very parallel, it is something way older, and it... goes all the way back, I suppose, you know, stemming off of origins from the Priory of Sion, even though it's not now associated with that, because that stuff is not really existing in the current world the way it once did, so people have a great misunderstanding about it, and there's a lot of material out there relevant to that. Again, beware of disinformation, but it continues along this path, so... I explained who the top people are, you know, to, I guess, give you a sort of an update since we last chatted. One of the things going on right now recently is, you know, the FBI agent who has my case advised me to go to the locality where I am here, where I am, and, you know, open a case there, protocol or whatever. So I go and I do, and the sheriff, you know, right from the get-go, very forthcomingly, it says, well, I'm a 32nd degree Mason from the Valley of San Antonio. And I'm like, okay, well, I appreciate you, you know, saying that. And he said, would you like a witness in the room? So, you know, I thought it was all kosher and all that, but now it's just once again another case of a Mason not wanting to touch it with a 10-foot pole, but fortunately, once it gets into the federal level with the case of the FBI and so forth, it's taken seriously. But as they say themselves, there's so long of a list of suspects, of cohorts and minions and little, you know, runners for these guys up top that it's too much for them to explore.
Well, when we get back, we'll continue to explore it nonetheless with James Wright, Freemason whistleblower.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with James Wright about a number of different aspects of Freemasonry that, well, don't speak for all of Freemasonry, but by all means need to be exposed. 800-313-9443. We'll take your questions in just a little bit. But James, I want to jump back into something we discussed a bit earlier, and that is elements of pedophilia amongst Freemasonry. And, well, our buddy Frederick messaged me here and mentioned that we should try to explore Demole and boysyouth.org. Last time you were on, we discussed the CHIP program, which I find very interesting. The CHIP program. No, they don't want to chip children, although that's kind of what it means in my mind. That's kind of what they're suggesting. We'll talk about that too as well. But let's talk about, before we get too ahead of ourselves, Demole.
Well, the instance that I was briefed on and the one that I can speak of from a totally provable standpoint is in Dallas in the 80s, there was a big scandal at the Scottish Rite building at 500 Harwood involving the Secretary General at the time and some of the boys from DeMolay. And the whole point in mentioning this was to add to that point, and if it comes up, change the subject, don't talk about it. We don't know. We don't want to hear it. And it's dead. It's over. And the Secretary General that was involved is dead now. And so I guess in their minds it is over. And so therefore, you know, it was a big scandal at the time, but over time it's died off, I suppose, locally in Dallas. I don't know. That's my intuition.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, let's explore this CHIP program again. Tell the listeners a little bit about what its purpose is and how it works. And let me ask you, is there an underlying motive behind the CHIP program other than helping children? Are they supplying this information to some sort of secretive database?
Well, I can answer in the affirmative that yes, any information collected by anything that the Scottish Rite Supreme Council has their hands on is centralized in their database in Washington, D.C., in the backup in Dallas, yes.
Interesting. And this CHIP program, tell listeners that don't know what it is a little bit about it.
Oh, gosh, I remember last time we talked, I was in Minnesota, and I had been driving and had pushed scan on the radio to find some stations, meaning I hadn't been there very long. And I come upon a station, and they're playing a commercial, and it's for a program meeting at the local, you know, Bank of America or whatever bank, there in town on Main Street, and like, oh, okay, and so it's this CHIP program, yeah, and it's here too, up in a place where Freemasonry itself, from a lodge and ritual point of view, is they have what they call dark lodges. So what that means is they don't meet as frequently, not like Dallas or Waco is another stronghold in particular, but D.C., Dallas, it's mainly the southeast.
Interesting. And
Dallas would be the capital of it, really, because that's where all the Supreme Council's contingency plans and vaults and archives lie.
And that's where you practiced, right?
Yes, that's where I was employed, too.
Okay, so you're an actual employee, so you were privy to the CHIP program and some of the inner workings.
Yes, it's all over the country. Well, all over the world, I should say.
Yeah, each state has their own version of it, all sponsored by the Masons.
Yes, they pass it off as one of their charities, like they do the flu shots.
Mm. So I didn't know this. They're actually going out there pushing these dangerous vaccines, the flu vaccinations?
That was the number one grossing fundraising drive at my original Blue Lodge, John L. DeGrazier Lodge, number 1349 at 5300 Forest Lane, Dallas.
Interesting connection there. I had never heard that the Freemasons were behind that, and it doesn't surprise me. I did say we would take some calls, and we will do so. 800-313-9443. But is there anything you would like to say on those topics before we get to the phone lines?
No, I suppose not. No subject is taboo.
That's the way it ought to be. We need a free and open discussion, and the secrecy. The secrecy, is that a word? Did I just say that? You know what I mean. It needs to be exposed. We need to shine the light as bright as possible on the dark, so to speak. And let's go to the phone lines. Let's talk with Chris in Salt Lake City. Chris, thanks for calling.
Hey, man.
Hello.
So, I was just listening in. I was kind of commenting on it. And I'm the CAC, by the way, on the... You can see the little chat room thing going on.
All right.
And I was calling more on the note of, okay, so basically their culture, their main beliefs of, like, what these people believe in that are good, or then they're doing this. Like, I really am kind of lost. I know they believe that they are better than us, like they are a superior race, and they might be, and they might have allowed everything to track me, and, you know, like, they're just genius, like, they're insane geniuses, and how mapped out everything actually already is, it's like, how do we make these people live by the rules?
All right, good question, James.
Chris. James is my
middle name. No, Chris. Our guest, his name is James, and I was allowing him to answer the question. Thanks for the call, Chris. James, so what do you think? What can we do about this? This is a solution-oriented program. We've highlighted some of the problems. What can we do to combat it?
Well, from my expert opinion, I guess, as you could call it, it's not something that be fixed from the inside, because the corruption up top is so entrenched that it's appalling, and what they get away with is completely intolerable, and it's abusive. So I mean, if you can make a literal federal case out of it, it's abusive. And if it can get to that, it's certainly not capable, I don't think, of coming down off of it. And so it's going to require some sort of public outcry, some sort of governmental action, something, because you can certainly go through and approach it as a 501c3 as it is and dismantle it accordingly to whatever extent it needs to be to get whoever is guilty of whatever. And there's so many things. I mean, it just, God, it goes deep. There's a current lawsuit at the UN in New York right now with the Italian banks and the Italian police and the Jesuits at the Vatican and all these different, the Knights of Malta, the Freemasons at the highest levels, names are named. There's transcripts of phone conversations, all kinds of things. And there's hundreds of billions with a B dollars missing that these people in the course of their everyday lives seem to get their hands upon. And, you know, it's a cookie jar situation.
Interesting. Is there a Masonic connection to Zionism?
By Zionism, I guess, like Israel and all that?
Well, yes. And obviously I'm talking about the specific political ideology and not necessarily the geographic location or the people, but the special interest, AIPAC, the ADL, these sorts of Zionist interest, if you will.
Oh, okay, no, I was meaning more in terms of another small group of men that meet there, but close to...
Or the protocols of the Elders of Zion, perhaps.
Yes, that, exactly, thank you. So, that's another division of disinformation right there. A lot of times it gets confused with that Priory of Sion, and that's S with a... Yeah, Sion, and Zionism with a Z, so it's not the same thing. And, I mean, I suppose you could say that that's involved to a certain tiny manner, but it's more of just the hardcore realization that they're all fascist.
Yeah, interesting. We're going to continue to take calls. If you have any questions that I haven't touched on, feel free to dial in toll-free 800-313-9443. Get out your crayon and write that number down, folks. 800-313-9443. Let's go to the professor. What's up, professor?
Hey, y'all. Good to talk to you. I'm going to take your guest name. What's his name, please?
James
Wright.
I'm
writing it down. James Wright? And does he have a website or any way that I could touch base with him?
James?
Guys, on this network, back in the year 2001, I broke the MyChip program. I broke the story wide open. I went around the Internet and found it, MyChip.org, and I came on a guy who had a show on this network and broke the story all those years ago, back in 2001. And I found there were over 1,000 lodges that were going into schools at that time. and telling the greatness of the MyChip program, which at that time involved fingerprinting, photograph, and other biometric evidence as to, you know, what your child was. But I said it's a precursor for when they're actually going to push the, you know, the other chip. They already created
Why
the
else
acronym.
Would they call it the chip program? That's my question.
It's,
I mean,
it's called Child Identification Program, which is
where's
CH,
the H?
Then IP. No, but it's a total, and I just want to share one other thing. You know, Satan's lies are his truth. And the Masons at the top level joined the Shriners, right? And everything to do with the Shriners appears to be Egyptian or Muslim, like the scimitar is a symbol for Christian, you know, Muslim conquest that killed Christians. The fez, a symbol of, it's all about using an enemy that is, you know, you ever heard that saying, the enemy of my enemy is my friend? Well, so Masonry, or Satan, they're outright Satan. Morals and Dogma, page 321, Albert Pike says, Lucifer, is it he who with his splendorous lights intolerable, blind, feeble, sensual, or unselfish soul? Doubt it not. He is the light bearer. He said, Prince of Darkness, what a strange and mysterious name to give to the light bringer. Of course, he's the one that bears the light. That's what Lucifer means. So, a Mason believes that we're all stupid, is what they believe. They believe that we've been fed lies, so they will take Satan's lies and make them their truth. So they pose as Shriners that look like they have all this Allah and all this stuff about, you know, the ancient Islam is incorporated into the shrine. It is Kabbalistic magic. They call it the craft. Their degrees are
craft.
Like the Satan's degrees.
Hey, Professor, it sounds like you could go on and on and on. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. James, before we get to some more calls, do you want to get to any comments on any of that?
Yes, I think he's to be commended for coming forward with what he did on the chip program where he was. That's awesome. So, I mean, if that could happen more often, then perhaps some of this would start to come to light in a more productive manner that can actually help the situation. So... And he's absolutely right about his quotation of page 321 of Morals and Dogma. And a book that's not so known is that one I was telling you about the last time, Your Amazing Mystic Powers, that was written by Henry Clausen in 85 as the Sovereign Grand Commander of the Scottish Rite at the time, the top guy then. And he writes on page 66, the U.S. government is interested in psychic research and for more than a decade has been sponsoring a multi-million dollar research program at SRI, Stanford Research International, a West Coast think tank. Beyond that, I can't comment or speculate on Defense Department involvement in the field. I can say, however, that the Soviet Union is interested in psychic research. The Soviets take it very seriously at the highest levels, no doubt about it. I have visited their remote viewing laboratory in Soviet Armenia, and it appears that the Soviets are also pursuing their interest in the theoretical possibility of behavior manipulation from a distance. And this is a book that was only distributed to persons on the Scottish Rite Research Society and Master Craftsman programs or above, which means, you know, in-depth ritual study beyond the receipt of your 32nd degree being knighted, all that.
Interesting. Let's go to RJ in Kentucky. RJ. RJ, are you with us? RJ dropped. Okay, let's go to Clayton in Milwaukee. Clayton, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up? What's on your mind?
Basically, all right, I have some knowledge in what you're talking about, the Key of Solomon, the king. You're saying that this is what they're basing it on, like this Kabbalistic stuff. And also, if I'm not mistaken, I was pretty sure that this stuff isn't actually traced to the real Solomon, so it's not as ancient as what is really understood normally by people, but it actually has its root in about 1200, the year 1200 AD. But besides that, my main thing I want to ask is about this worship of Moloch and stuff, and these ancient Mesopotamian. That's what I've been into lately. I've been looking a lot into this Mesopotamian stuff and how the Bible has its roots in some of these Mesopotamian legends and stuff, folk tales and stuff. But anyways, my point is, what are they trying to do, like, worshiping, like, these old gods, like Moloch, and why do they put such emphasis on this Mesopotamian? Why Moloch? Why Baal? Okay. Why aren't they paying attention to the real spiritual revelations that are happening, like, you know, the teachings of Jesus and, you know, all the other great religions that are out there, like Buddhism or
whatever?
Okay,
Clifton, we're running low on time, so I want to let him respond. James?
Well, yes, but you're right there, but it goes much, much further back.
Okay, we're going to have to pick that up on the other side of the break to finish things off. We'll take Ted's call and whoever else wants to try to jump in there at the final moments of tonight's interview with James Wright.
The Bob Justin Show.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com. Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt.
Well, that's what we're doing. We're chasing the devil out of Earth. We're chasing Satan out of Earth. We're shining the light as bright as frickin' possible. And I want to thank our guest, James Wright, for doing this. There's a Mason in our chat at the edge of the seat listening, and he's quite shocked about some of the information we disclosed in regards to the CHIP program. and he should be. James, I want to fit in the final calls here that we can, but then I want to give you the last word, and we'll have you back on again to flesh this out. I know this went by really, really fast, and we'll give out your website and tell people how they can get your book. But let's go to RJ, who's on the line, who has been patiently waiting. Go ahead, RJ.
Hello?
Hello. Real quick with your question, please, because we're almost out of time.
Okay, I'm sorry. Kind of off subject, but I've, you know, researched some of this stuff, and I've been led to believe that basically the Illuminati and all of this stuff are like spirits, like fallen angels, and basically they were put here to deceive us. And I was just wondering, have you heard of anything called like the Anunnaki and all that fallen angel stuff?
Okay, good question. James?
Yes, that's all very real. The Anunnaki, the Sumerian, yeah, it's something that is just widely accepted once you're a 32nd and you've absorbed the material of all those degrees. So it goes on a trajectory further as such.
Yeah. And Ted in Georgia is on the line. I wish we had more time to explain that, but we'll have to do so on a different show. Ted, what's up? Real quick, your question.
Yeah, I've heard that more than 40% of Baptist pastors are Masons. Can you comment on the inroads into the churches?
Oh, yes, it's involved in all the religious movements, both modern and ancient, and in between. So, yes, completely. The Vatican especially, I should add.
Yeah, very interesting. The Vatican, of course, and the Jesuits, which is the military wing of the Vatican, and the Knights of Malta, and all these groups are very much involved with this, and it's something that we don't get a chance to talk about enough. James, in the final moments, please plug your book, give us your final thoughts, and your website.
Yes, my website is facebook.com/... Occupy.
That's your website? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Ha ha ha. Facebook.com/ Occupy Freemasonry. One word. Occupy Freemasonry as one word. Interestingly, after that was created, a month later, they went and created their own disinformation version of it that has a space in between the two words, and it takes you to a page that says, you know, Masonry is cool and interesting and fun. And so.
And how can they get your book? What's it called?
Freemasonry's Cult Abuses, and it's guaranteed in stock in Barnes & Noble and on Amazon.com and at my publisher, NewFalcon.com, under the category of politics. And, yeah.
Well, thanks for coming on. I wish we had more time, James. We'll have to do it again. And, well, thank you for blowing the whistle. It's not easy to do. I'm sure there's a lot of pressure on you.
Yes, it's very difficult and challenging, but, you know, there is a point to it. So always a
Absolutely.
Pleasure, Bob.
Thanks, man. We'll talk again. All right, folks, that does it for us tonight. Tomorrow night we have Shepard Ambellus and the night after Dan Johnson with Panda against the NDAA.
Chase those crazy ballers out of our town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.
With financial